is 7:41 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 68 degrees. You've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our folks who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, and on television, CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, and search for us on all of your major social media platforms, including YouTube and all of your podcasting locations, however you get information on the world from technology. You can find us. Just search for
the World Wide Web.
WRHI and CN2. It all feeds into the same place. Well, we are among royalty here in the studio. We need to protect our next guest at all costs. Her name is Coach Kelsey Black, and she is the coach for the Clover High School girls soccer team. She's the head coach. And Coach, you have done something for the first time in the program history over there at Clover High School. And we're going to let you tell our audience the great news and let you do the honors.
Yes, the Clover women's soccer team is going to the state championship Friday at 1 o'clock versus Chapin. It's going to be a great game. Pretty excited.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations, Coach.
Yes, we're all cheering you on. When I think the first reaction is, how are the girls feeling? When was the last time they've had this opportunity?
Well, we've never.
Never. Okay.
We've been to Upper State before in 2018 with a really group of good girls I had, and we actually got knocked out by Jail Man. So a little bittersweet coming back and, you know, beating Jail Man 2-0 and having that breakthrough moment and first time state championship.
Coach, let's explain awesome. To our audience like how you got here, including the game that you all just played to make it to the state championship, who you're going to face and who they knocked out, because it was kind of like it's a new regime now, it seems like, in women's soccer, high school soccer in the state of South Carolina.
Yes, for several years it's been either Jail Man or Wando in the state championship, and we beat Man and Chapin beat Wando, and so you got two new schools in the state championship, which is pretty exciting. We actually played Chapin the first game of the season, and now we're going to end with them, which is kind of funny and interesting all at once. So they took the first one home with a win. They beat us 3-2 in the Viking Cup. So here we go, second round. We'll kind of see what happens.
Well, I would imagine, Coach, at that point you kind of saw their antics, their strategies, and hopefully you guys have evolved over all these games. How are the girls going into this? Do they have their routines, stuff that gets their head on straight going into the game?
Yes, they kind of have their pregame warm-up or their pregame meal, or one of the things we've been saying throughout the playoffs is, you know, why not us? We got a great group of girls. We're working hard. We've been at this for years. Why not us? I do think we didn't show all our cards with Chapin when we did play him in the Viking Cup. My goalkeeper was hurt. I had a central midfielder hurt. I had a couple kids that were sick. So they haven't seen our whole lineup yet, which is kind of a good thing in ways. But I'm sure Coach Bridges over there, he's going to make sure he gets some film on us and dissect it, yeah. Just like we will.
Well, congratulations again, Coach. Now, this is a great example of just being obedient and patient, because you have been the head soccer coach for the women's team over there at Clover for 16 years?
16 years. Quite a long time.
You've gotten close to the state championship, as you mentioned a moment ago, making it to Upper State and falling in the Upper State game. But now you've made it to the big game. What has that been like emotionally for you after like 16 years of trying to get here? After a while, some people would have been like, you know what, it's just not going to happen. But
yeah, super surreal. I feel like you don't have a lot of time to process it because you just play like every 2 days. So we played Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then turned right back around and had to play Tuesday again. So not a lot of time to process the emotions and stuff, but just trying to enjoy the ride. And, you know, I tell the girls every time we play, you know, might be the last time. Just go out there, you know, give everything you got, leave it all on the field, have fun. This group of girls is just so much fun to be around. Hard workers, you know, no drama. Like, the culture is just great. You know, they're like a family. They've got each other's back. So it's crazy.
And Coach,
16 years.
How many seniors are on this team?
We've got 7. So we'll be doing a little regrouping next year.
But hopefully those seven go out with a bang and are able to get the championship. Coach, I have to praise you, though, because something we forget about is off the field, what is life like? And you do such a good job making sure these girls and young adults are well-rounded. And as you walked in, I had to think back, where have we crossed paths before? And it was years ago, you partnered with Keystone Substance Abuse Services on the prevention side to just educate and share about coping skills, healthy habits that the girls can take into their life when they're feeling stressed or anxious about things. It wasn't saying that anyone was using substances, it was trying to prevent it. And I think that's a very special thing. What else have you done to really help mold these girls on and off the field?
Well, our number one rule that we have as a team is be a good person before anything else. Mm-hmm. And we really strive to kind of hit the nail on the head with that one. It's just structure, I think, and discipline. And I think I'm one of the coaches that really holds them to a high standard of accountability with grades and behavior and stuff like that. And I think that's really helped us down the line. They kind of know I got to toe the line, you know, and there'll be a consequence if not. And I think that's helped us along the way. A lot of positive peer pressure, you know, helps the group.
No drama.
Well, I think, Coach, you've described a team that's very cohesive on and off the pitch. You like that? I do not follow soccer too much, but that's what they call the field, right?
Yes.
I did watch all the
seasons. Coach Stafford would really love that.
I've watched all the seasons of Ted Lasso, so I'm up to speed.
I was like, where did you pull that
one
out?
It's funny you say that, because we have a poster in the locker room that says, Believe, Ted Lasso.
Yes.
It's such a good show, and I've learned a lot about soccer from watching that show. But you seem like you have a really great cohesive team on and off the field. And has that been the secret sauce this year, maybe compared to years past?
I think so. I really do. I've had teams in the past who have been really dominant and just been killing teams, you know, and we kind of went through the season, and this group's really just kind of had a battle. You know, we haven't been scoring a lot, and they've just kind of really surprised me. Just keep going. It's just like check the box onto the next, and they're just really hungry.
So we're speaking with Coach Kelsey Black. She's the head women's soccer coach over there at Clover High School. For the first time in the program history over there at Clover High School, women's soccer team will be playing in the 5A state championship this Friday, 1 p.m. What's the location again?
Memorial Stadium in Columbia.
Okay, neutral location. Mm-hmm. They're going to face Chapin. How can folks support you? They certainly want to be there. Will you all be streaming the game? Do you want to see them in person? You will not be streaming the game. Okay. So to be there in person is how you need to get there. And that will do what wonders for these girls, I assume, right? Because Chapin, it's a shorter drive for those ladies there. I mean, they can do that back and forth. Our team, they have to do a little bit of traveling, but what will that mean to you and your team to look up in the stands and see, you know, the Clover Blue Eagle team and the family?
Yes, we have a great group of supporters all the way from, you know, the parents to the student section to administration to teachers. And I know they'll come out in full force. I mean, it's at 1 p.m., but I'm hoping we can make something happen.
Wow.
Well, to you, Brian Dillon.
Well, again, congratulations, Coach, to you and the Lady Eagles over there. We will be cheering you on, rooting for you. And really, you've done a really nice job of painting a picture of this year's team. It's not too late to be part of the team and support them and celebrate them, and just job well done. So please,
thank you so much.
We will be cheering you on from right here in York County. And if you bring home
the
trophy, yeah, let us know. I know you'll send pictures.
No, not if, they're gonna.
I know. But some people are superstitious, so I just gotta. Okay.
Well, not in here. You're gonna get it.
Yes. Okay.
Put that head straight.
If not, just take one of these trophies on loan and then just bring it back, okay? We'll swap it out with your state championship trophy. Well, congratulations again to Coach Kelsey Black and the Lady Eagles over there at Clover High School. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.